The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
When it comes to your child's education, you have a better tuition-free choice in your community. Charter Schools USA is committed to providing high-quality education to all students, regardless of zip code. Our schools offer innovative teaching approaches, immersive tech-rich environments, and collaborative learning spaces that help students achieve their full potential, all backed by safety measures parents trust. To find a Charter Schools USA school near you, visit topcharterschools.org.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have your latest scores, current league leader standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. That's all coming up on this edition of the program. I like to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. For decades now, there's been a constant conversation of who's the greatest women's basketball player of all time. Is it Diana Taurasi, a.k.a. the White Mamba, or is it Sue Bird? Well, let's just be the first to say both of these women have been great in their own right. When you talk about Diana Taurasi, four-time WNBA champion, also a USA Basketball Female Athlete of the Year, not one, not two, not three, not four, but a five-time Olympic gold medalist. Also, she's won countless collegiate national championships. As a matter of fact, she won two NCAA championships at UConn. So Diana has built up an impressive resume. Excuse me, Sue has built up a fantastic resume. Diana, again, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five Olympic gold medals in her own right. She's a three-time WNBA champion, a two-time WNBA Finals MVP. She's also a former league MVP, and of course, winning countless she won three national championships at UConn. She won two alongside her best friend, Sue Bird. Well, Taurasi and Bird, they've been joined at the hip for a long time, and this past week, Taurasi and Bird, they played their final game together, and we're going to get more into highlights and interviews and all of that a little bit later on in the program. And even though the Mercury would go on to beat the Storm, I think the message was clear that it was all about these two future first ballot Hall of Famers in Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. Again, as I mentioned earlier about the accomplishments of both players, both of them have won five Olympic gold medals. Taurasi is a three-time WNBA champion. Bird is a four-time WNBA champion. Bird has won two college national championships. Taurasi's won three. The impressive resume that both of these ladies have put together has been phenomenal. And we know this is going to be Sue's final WNBA season. She's going to retire at the end of this year. Diana seems to be she's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. She's just going to go take it year by year, and she's still playing at such a high level. And Taurasi and Bird, again, I mean, some call it a rivalry. I wouldn't say it's a rivalry, but it's definitely more of a respect thing when these two have played against each other over the years. We'll get more into Diana and Sue a little bit later on in the program. My next storyline is going to be Tina Charles. Tina has built up similar to Diana and Sue. Those two ladies are going to be future first ballot Hall of Famers, and the same could be said about Tina Charles as well. Tina, similar to Diana and Sue, she also attended UConn, the University of Connecticut, coached by Gino Auriemma. She's also a two-time NCAA champion. Of course, she was a former teammate of actually she wasn't, but she came some years after Diana and Sue. But nevertheless, again, a two-time NCAA champion, also multiple scoring championships, in multiple scoring titles in the WNBA, NBA, as well as multiple rebounding titles. She's been a former Rookie of the Year. She's been a WNBA MVP. She's a three-time Olympic gold medalist as well. She's been an Olympic teammate of Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. And Tina hit a milestone this past week. She became the fourth player in WNBA history to score over 7,000 points. That's right. She became the fourth player in WNBA history to score over 7,000 points. So she now joins Diana Taurasi, Tina Thompson, and also, I'm trying to think of the other player. Forgive me for a second, but there have been four players that have done it, and now Tina Charles is now the next one to do it as well. I'm sorry, the other player is Tamika Catching. So it's four players currently in WNBA history that have scored over 7,000 points. That's Tina Charles, also Diana Taurasi, Tina Thompson, and Tamika Catchings. Again, Tina finding new life since recently joining the Seattle Storm. Earlier in the year, she was a member of the Phoenix Mercury. Didn't work out for her. She asked for her release. She was claimed on waivers by the Seattle Storm. And so far, Tina is back to being Tina of the old. And she's doing her thing so far in Seattle. And she's done so much in such a short amount of time being a member of the Seattle Storm. So again, congratulations to Tina Charles on becoming the fourth player in WNBA history to score over 7,000 points. What a great achievement that is for her, and it's definitely no small potatoes right there. And the WNBA still very much in, it's still young. It's only 26 years of age, so definitely, again, congratulations to Tina Charles for accomplishing that great career and a feat in her career, becoming the fourth player in WNBA history to score over 7,000 points. All right, and for my last storyline is going to be the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut, they've been one of the hottest teams in the WNBA since the second half of the year. We know that the All-Star break was almost 2 weeks ago, and so far Connecticut's been one of those teams that have just been on the rise, so to speak, and definitely Connecticut is a team that we know the talent that they possess. We know what they bring to the table. Connecticut, they're a team made up of Dawana Bonner. Also, they're made up out of Alyssa Thomas. Also, Courtney Williams. And you've also got Bria Hartley that's recently returned as well. How about Natisha Heidemann? She's been balling out as well. And then you've got the reigning MVP with Jonquel Jones. And also, you've got Brianna Jones as well, who's also a first-time All-Star. Since the All-Star break, again, the Sun have looked great. The Sun are currently on a three-game winning streak, beating New York and then beating Minnesota twice. So certainly Connecticut is definitely in the thick of things. They're currently in the mix in terms of being in the top five in the WNBA standings. We'll get to all of the standings a little bit later on in the program, but kudos to Kurt Miller and the job he's done so far recently with the Connecticut Sun, as the Sun, as this show is airing, are on a three-game winning streak. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, highlights, current league leaders, the standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930. The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA221-2930.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, July the 19th. Starting off with the New York Liberty squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut would win 82-63. For the Sun, Brianna Jones had 21 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 18 points and 13 rebounds. Dejanay Carrington finished with 18 points, and Natisha Heidemann had 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 82, New York 63. We move along now to action between the Atlanta Dream going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Atlanta would win 92-76. The rookie Ryan Howard, she's been sensational this season. She had 24 points. Tiffany Hayes finished with 31 points, and Ari McDonald finished with 11 points. Once again, the final score, Atlanta 92, Las Vegas 76. And then we had the Indiana Fever squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Los Angeles would win 86-79. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike, wow, what a year she's having. She finished with 35 points. Jordan Canada had 11 points, and her Nneka's sister, Chinay, only scored 8 points, but she contributed in a major way with 10 rebounds. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 86, Indiana 79. We move along now to action from Wednesday, July 20th, where we had the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Chicago Sky. In a very good game, the Sky would go on to win 78-74. And what was also significant about this game, because the Sky would go on to clinch a playoff berth in this game. That's right, the defending champions. You know, I talk a lot about the Sky on this program, the beginning of the year, actually the beginning of the first half of the year. Things were looking shaky for the defending champions, but by the time towards the middle of June and going to the end of the first half of the year, head coach James Wade got his team together. And, of course, Candace Parker, she got her act together, Allie Quigley, Courtney Vandersloot, Kalia Copper, and how about Rebecca Gardner, who's definitely a candidate for this year's WNBA Rookie of the Year. It's really been exciting for the defending champion Chicago Sky really since the middle of June, and they continued their winning ways as they clinched the playoff spot by beating the Seattle Storm. Here's the Sky in action.
Sky Fortune on the miss.
Emma Meeseman, that elbow look, gives it back to Meeseman, mid-range, knocks it down.
Give her a look that time.
Meeseman. Over to Quigley, had some time and space to do that. Allie Quigley for three. Largest lead has been 9 for Chicago, 10 for Seattle, and a turnover.
Azaree Stevenson's defense calls that turnover.
Oh, someone forgot about Azaree back the other end. Aceman to Copper. 4-3. Ring it up for Cobb. Point the Sky were shooting 71% in this quarter.
Oh, Allie. Wait, go back. Get it, Allie.
Yeah, she was up for it. She got it. Aceman playing in the 70s again here today. Aceman pumping.
Oh.
Got empty in the air. Got the best shot blocker in the air and took advantage of it. And Aceman chases it down. That's going to do it. Time ticked off and a big win for the Chicago Sky.
All right, that audio courtesy of NBA TV. Again, the final score was the Chicago Sky 78, the Seattle Storm 74. So Chicago clinches a playoff spot. They became the first team in the WNBA to clinch a playoff spot this season. Emma Meeseman had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Allie Quigley finished with 18 points. Kalia Copper had 11 points. Candace Parker finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 78, Seattle 74. We move along now to action from Thursday, July 21st, we had the New York Liberty squaring off against the Washington Mystics. The Mystics would go on to win 78-69. For the Mystics, Elena Deladon had 25 points. Ariel Atkins finished with 16 points, and Maisha Hines Allen had 13 points. Again, the final score, Washington 78, New York 69. Also, we move along now to action between the Atlanta Dream squaring off against the Los Angeles Sparks. The Sparks would go on to win 85-78. For the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike finished with 20 points. Her sister Chinee finished with 15 points. And Katie Lou Samuelson and Brittany Sykes both finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Los Angeles 85, Atlanta 78. And then we had the Indiana Fever squaring off against the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces would go on to win 90-77. For the Aces, Asia Wilson scored 23 points. Chelsea Gray had a double-double with 14 points and 12 assists. Jackie Young had 16 points, and De'Erica Hamby had 10 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 90, Indiana 77. We move along now to action from Friday, July the 22nd. We have the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Connecticut would win 94-84. For the Sun, Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. Courtney Williams finished with 15 points. Dawana Bonner had 20 points, and Brianna Jones and Bria Hartley finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 94, Minnesota 84. The Chicago Sky squared off against the Chicago Sky, excuse me, would square off against the Dallas Wings. Chicago would win 89-83. For the Sky, Candace Parker had a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Kalia Copper finished with 19 points. Emma Mieseman and Julie Alamond both had 13 points, and Allie Quigley finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 89, Dallas 83. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, I talked about Diana and Sue, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. Well, they played against each other for the final time, and it was the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. It was all Mercury. Phoenix would win 94-78. Diana Taurasi was just in rare form in this contest. She finished with 28 points. And certainly, we know kind of it was a sentimental atmosphere, again, with Diana playing her final season in the WNBA. And this would be the last matchup between Diana and Sue. But in this case right here, it was all Taurasi. I mean, Diana, a.k.a. the White Mamba, she handled her business in this contest, and she scored 28 points. Here's Diana in action.
And she's 10th in the WNBA when it comes to the rebounding category. Taurasi, three is on the way, and it is good. She wanted the foul, didn't get it, but will take the bucket. Taurasi, you betcha.
Good ball movement by the Mercury.
Skylar Diggins Smith recognizing the mismatch. Taurasi for three. Oh, that was pretty. About the only thing that went right for the Mercury in the month of May. Taurasi, corner triple is true. Taurasi matches Sky with 15.
They were all very attentive and asking questions, and it was nice to see them very involved in understanding what Title IX was.
Taurasi starts the fourth quarter with a three-point shot. She's got 20. X-Factor and Sue Bird fans on hand tonight. It's a new Mercury attendance record. Watching Taurasi score, she's got 22. She's got 25, almost lost the handle. Gets it back to Taurasi. Long three is good. How you doing, D?
All right, that audio courtesy of NBA TV. Diana Taurasi, a.k.a. the White Mamba, finished with 28 points. Also contributing in the victory for Phoenix, Skylar Diggins-Smith. She finished with 35 points, and Sophie Cunningham finished with 19 points. In the losing effort for the Storm, Tina Charles had a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 22 points, 14 rebounds. Jewel Lloyd finished with 15 points, and Sue Bird only had 2 points and 5 assists. But again, the final score, Phoenix 94, Seattle 78. At the end of the game, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi talked about their friendship and playing against each other.
I really didn't, I mean, I've been saying this, like,
It wasn't that different. There was no extra anything on this. I think of this as another game in the story of our WNBA, like, quote-unquote rivalry. And I think of it more as just a celebration. I don't think of it beyond that. You know, maybe this is one of those moments where in a couple of years, you talk about the last one, although I have a feeling I'm not going to talk about this. hopefully we were able to play in a way that inspired people to be themselves, to find it, you know, whatever it is inside of them that makes them who they are, makes them unique, and to bring that to the court. I think when you watch Dee, you can sense that, right? She is who she is. She goes out there, plays the way she plays. Everybody in this room who's watched her for a long time knows exactly what I'm talking about, right? Same with me. If you've watched me, I play a certain way. I approach the game a certain way. And I think we're just proof that if you really invest in yourself in that way, believe in yourself in that way, you can really, I mean, it's going to be cliche, but you can achieve what it is you set out to do. And that's hopefully part of our legacy, is just being yourself and going out there and playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In who knows what year it was, like 2010 when we did X, Y, and Z. Those are the memories I think that we take with us. Of course, we're here as basketball players, we're on the floor. Again, I think we've had some pretty epic battles that'll go down in history. Our two teams have, but those are the memories I know I'll take with me.
And at the same time, it's exciting to start a new chapter off the court with our families and, you know, making other memories in other ways. And the basketball part will always be there. You know, that's the one thing that we've dedicated our whole lives to. So those memories, they stay close to my heart, whether we played against each other, with each other. It's been an incredible ride. And, you know, in any profession, when you get to do something with your best friend for 20 years, life's good. I think I touched a little bit on it earlier. You know, when you play a team with Sue on it, it's going to be the most well-prepared team. It's going to be the team that knows the other team the best and is going to put her teammates in the best position to win the game every night. And it's hard to go against a person like that because, you know, she's doing everything to win the game. You know, there's a lot of players that play the game for, you know, points or rebounds. Sue plays to win. And I think that's a lesson for a lot of people to learn. But the game doesn't matter unless you're playing to win. And that's what Sue's always done, and she's taught me that.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and, of course, Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi showing great, immense amount of respect for one another. As you heard Diana say, they've known each other and played against each other for well over 20 years. Again, their friendship began at the University of Connecticut, UConn, playing for the legendary head coach Gino Auriemma, and then their paths would continue to cross in the WNBA. Of course, Sue playing her entire career with the Seattle Storm, and of course, Diana currently playing her full career with the Phoenix Mercury. Both of them have been teammates as a part of the United States Olympic women's basketball, both winning 5 Olympic gold medals together. And definitely what you heard in the soundbite between Sue and Diana, just the immense amount of respect that they have for one another, not just from a basketball standpoint, but just a personal standpoint of being friends for all of those years going back to their days together at UConn. But again, the final score was the Phoenix Mercury 94, the Seattle Storm 78. We move along now to action from Saturday, July 23rd. The Chicago Sky squared off against the New York Liberty. It was a close game, but New York would win 83-80. Getting a double-double for the Liberty was Natasha Howard, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Stephanie Dolson finished with 13 points. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 17 points. And Han Chu finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, New York 83, Chicago 80. And we move along now to action between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Las Vegas Aces. It was all Aces winning 84-66. Las Vegas will get help from Asia Wilson with 24 points. Kelsey Plum at 29 points. Jackie Young finished with 11 points. And Chelsea Gray finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 84, Los Angeles 66. And we move along now to action from Sunday, July 24th. Had the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Indiana Fever. Dallas would win 96-86. For Dallas, Arike Ogunbowale had 22 points. Tierra McCowan finished with 17 points. Alicia Gray had 16 points, and Kayla Thornton finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 96, Indiana 86. We also had the Connecticut Sun squaring off against the Minnesota Lynx. Connecticut would win 86-79. For Connecticut, Brianna Jones had 18 points, getting a double-double. Once again, Alyssa Thomas, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Courtney Williams finished with 12 points, and Natisha Heideman finished with 19 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 86, Minnesota 79. And finally, we had the Atlanta Dream beating the Seattle Storm, 82-72. Tina Charles, she had a double-double with 27 points and 15 rebounds for the Seattle Storm. I mentioned Tina earlier in the program and how, again, she started the year as a member of the Phoenix Mercury. It didn't work out. She asked for a release. She moved on and was claimed off of waivers by the Seattle Storm. And in such a short amount of time that she's been in Seattle, she's definitely been a difference maker as she would help the Storm go on to beat the Atlanta Dream. And Tina hit a milestone, becoming the fourth player in WNBA history with over 7,000 career points. Here's Tina in action.
She has got just relentless energy today. Get another one. Let's do it.
Bam!
Tina Charles and Fuego! 6 of 7, 15 points, 6 rebounds, and every single 3. Became the fourth WNBA player ever to score 7,000 points in her career. She now has 7,001. She joins the other Hall of Famers, Diana Taurasi, Tina Thompson, Tamika Catchings. Congratulations to Tina Charles, who got a little something extra tonight. And it's not just the shooting, Elise.
All right, that audio courtesy of NBA TV. And as you heard the audio earlier, Seattle Storm player Tina Charles becoming the fourth player in WNBA history with over 7,000 career points. She now joins Diana Taurasi, Tina Thompson, and Tamika Catchings as the only four players to have scored over 7,000 career points in WNBA history. And again, the final score was Seattle 82, Atlanta 72. So Tina Charles had a double-double, 27 points, 15 rebounds. Brianna Stewart had a double-double with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Again, the final score at Seattle 82, Atlanta 72. And that takes care of the week that was in the WNBA. Let's move along now to action. Let's actually move along now to the Player of the Week in the WNBA. The Player of the Week award, first in the Eastern Conference for the week of July 18th, goes to Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics, representing the Eastern Conference. And the Western Conference Player of the Week award goes to Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Again, congratulations to the Eastern Conference Player of the Week award winner for the week of July 18th, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. And for the Western Conference, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. All right, it's time now for the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA currently is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 21 points per game. Coming in at number 2 is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces, and 3rd is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury, and 4th is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, and in 5th is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds per game, tied for 1st, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. 3rd, coming in 3rd, is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky, and 4th is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, and in 5th is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is assists. At number 1 is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 7 assists per game. Tied for 2nd, Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky and Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. In 4th is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And in 5th is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we have is blocks per game. Coming in at number 1, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number 2, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number 3 is Liz Cambage from the Los Angeles Sparks. Coming in 4th is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in 5th is Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. At number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 63% from the field. Coming in at number two is Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. She's shooting 62% from the field. And third is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And fourth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And in fifth is Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. At number two is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 93% from the free throw line. Coming in third is Stephanie Dolson from the New York Liberty. And fourth is Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. And in fifth is Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics. Next category is three-point percentage. At number one is Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number two is Tiffany Hayes from the Atlanta Dream. She's shooting 45% from three-point range. Coming in third is Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. In fourth is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. Next category is minutes played. Coming in at number one is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. She's averaging 34.5 minutes per game. At number two is Brianna Turner, her teammate from the Mercury. Coming in third is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. In fourth is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. Last category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's averaging 2 steals a game. Tied for second is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces and Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And tied for fourth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks and Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. And that takes care of the current league leaders in the WNBA. All right, before we go to break, let's give you the current standings in the WNBA. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At the moment, the Chicago Sky is currently number one in the East, posing the best record in the Eastern Conference and the best record in the WNBA with a record of 21 wins and 7 losses. Coming in at number two are the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 19-9. Coming in third are the Washington Mystics with a record of 17-11. Coming in fourth are the Atlanta Dream with a record of 12-16. Coming in fifth are the New York Liberty with a record of 10-17. And in last place, in sixth place are the Indiana Fever with a record of only 5-25. And we move over now to the Western Conference. Currently at number one, the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 20-8. The Seattle Storm are number two with a record of 18-10. Coming in third are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 12-15. Coming in fourth are the Dallas Wings. They also have a record of 12-15. Coming in fifth place are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 12-16. And in last place in the Western Conference are the Minnesota Lynx. They have a record of 10-19. So again, things are kind of coming into the fold now as the second half of the WNBA season is well underway, and definitely teams are jockeying for position. And as you heard me say earlier, Chicago currently has the number one seed, not just in the Eastern Conference, but in all of the WNBA for the moment, posing the best record. But Las Vegas is right on their heels, along with Connecticut and Seattle and Washington. So still a lot more basketball to be played, but definitely it's going to get hot and heavy as we get towards the end of the regular season. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the upcoming games of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA 221-2930.
Innovation means moving forward. It means change. It means improvements.
Nokia has contributed technologies. They are integrated to billion devices every year.
We are creating the standards 2G to 5G to 6G. And standards define the future of these technologies. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it.
Nokia innovates. Find out how to license our technology at nokia.com/inventions.
MFS Investment Management. Our active 360 approach to fixed income goes beyond analyzing financials. We combine active security selection and risk management, striving to make the most of complex bond markets. MFS.com/active360.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
The following ad is paid for by McClinney Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, Louisiana. Hey, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bone Show. Do you have storm damage to your home? Don't be underpaid by your insurance. Call the experts at McClinney Mosley & Associates with no fees unless you win. 985-61-STORM. 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 Bar number 38282, LA2212930.
You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you the schedule for the upcoming games of the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, July the 26th between the Las Vegas Aces and the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on Amazon Prime. Also, in the meantime, let's move along now to action from Thursday, on Thursday, July the 28th. We have the Minnesota Lynx squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on Twitter. Followed by, we have the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. We have the Washington Mystics squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch that game on CBS SN. And then we have the Los Angeles Sparks squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And you can watch that game on CBS SN. We move along now to action on Friday, July the 29th. The Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch that game on NBA TV. Followed by the New York Liberty squaring off against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can watch that game on CBS SN. We move along now to action on Saturday, July the 30th. We have the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on ESPN. And then we have the Dallas Wings squaring off against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And that game should be an exciting one. Consider both teams are definitely going to be in the thick of things in the playoffs, and you can watch that game on NBA TV. Then we have on Sunday, July the 31st, we have the Chicago Sky squaring off against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. The Phoenix Mercury will square off against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on CBSSN. We also have the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. Followed by the Seattle Storm squaring off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on Amazon Prime. And then we have the evening game between the Minnesota Lynx and the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. You can watch that game on NBA TV. And those are your upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Once again, thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, everyone.
A job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, and employee emergency relief fund and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text apply to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurants.
You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, and employee emergency relief fund and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text apply to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurants.
You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, and employee emergency relief fund and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text apply to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurants.